Come, Jack, let's drink a pot of ale, and I shall tell thee such a tale will make thine ears to ring. My coin is spent, my time is lost, and I this only fruit can boast, that once I saw my king. But this doth most afflict my mind. I went to court in hope to find some of my friends in place, and walking there I had a fight. Of all the crew, but by this light I hardly knew one face. Sife of so many noble sparks, who on their bodies bear the marks of their integrity, and suffered ruin of estate. It was my damned unhappy fate that I not one could see, not one upon my life among my old acquaintance all along at Truro and before, and I suppose the place can show as few of those whom thou didst know at York or Marston Moor. But truly there are swarms of those who lately were our chiefest foes, of pantaloons and muffs, whilst the old rusty cavalier retires or dares not once appear for want of coin and cuffs. When none of these I could descry, who better far deserved than I calmly did reflect, old services by rule of state, like almanacs grown out of date, what then can I expect? Troth, in contempt of fortune's frown, I'll get me fairly out of town, and in a cloister pray, that since the stars are yet unkind, to royalists the king may find more faithful friends than they.
I marvel, Dick, that having been so long abroad, and having seen the world as thou hast done, thou shouldst acquaint me with a tale as old as Nestor and as stale as that of priest and nun. Are we to learn what is a court, a pageant made for fortune's sport, where merits scarce appear? For bashful merit only dwells in camps, in villages, and cells. Alas, it dwells not there. Desert is nice in its address, and merit oft times doth oppress beyond what guilt would do. But they are sure of their demands that come to court with golden hands and brazen faces too. The king, they say, doth still profess to give his party some redress and cherish honesty. But his good wishes prove in vain, whose service with his servant's gain not always doth agree. All princes, be they nay so wise, are fain to see with others' eyes, but seldom hear at all. And courtiers find their interest in time to feather well their nest, providing for their fall. Our comfort doth on time depend, things when they are at worst will mend, and let us but reflect on our condition the other day, when none but tyrants bore the sway, what did we then expect? Meanwhile a calm retreat is best, but discontent, if not suppressed, will breed disloyalty. This is the constant note I sing. I have been faithful to the king, and so shall ever be.